Everything happens for a purpose. This is also true when your wound had turned into scar. Kumbaga, may mga bagay sa buhay natin na nangyayari, pero may dahilan ba't nangyayari yung mga yon. At yung mga sugat na naranasan natin, at lalo kung naging peklat na yung sugat na yon, may dahilan. At ano ang purpose nun? Now, if a person looks to God, then understands the bigger picture on the what and the why of his pains and his sufferings, yung same na tao na yon can humbly acknowledge the purpose na ipinapakita ng wound or ng scars na yon. Today, let's talk about the purpose of wounds and scars. Hello, I'm Gina Sobo III. Ako po ang Senior Pastor ng UVCC Church. Welcome to Speak to Inspire, a podcast of the UVCC Church. Here in our podcast, we inspire you through God's Word towards a meaningful life. So, welcome po sa ating episode 12, Wounds and Scars Part 3. Everything has a purpose. In this podcast, you will learn how to better relate to people with the healing you have received from God. Okay? Paano makirelate sa mga tao? Mapag-aaralan natin yan in this quick podcast. And matutunan mo rin kung paano gamitin yung mga peklat sa buhay mo, the scars in your life, to encourage people, inspire people, and facilitate healing to other people. Okay, so kung bago ka sa podcast na ito, paki-consider po to follow or subscribe to Speak to Inspire podcast. Tayo po ay nasa Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and even sa other platforms, at lalo na sa Facebook at sa YouTube. Just look for Speak to Inspire PGE. Now, let me share sa inyo ang new concept for this last part ng Wounds and Scars. Everything has a purpose. Here's the new concept. Everything has a purpose, including the wounds and the scars. Lahat ng bagay ay may dahilan, may kabuluhan, okay? May layunin. Pati yung mga masasakit na pangyayari sa buhay mo na tinatawag nating emotional wounds, at yung pagpapagaling ng Diyos, kung natanggap mo na, ay merong purpose iyon. At meron tayong story na titingnan sa Bible para mas maunawaan nyo yan. Kasi, alam nyo, before we further continue, itong Speak to Inspire po na podcast po natin, this podcast was born out of the desire na pag-ugpungin yung katotohanan ng mental health, yung pangangailangan ng tao sa mental health, at yung ano ang pwedeng iugpong ng Bible doon. Does the Bible have anything to say sa ating katotohanan na merong mental issues sa paligid? Pandemic ngayon, lalong tumarami ang anxious, depressed, stressed, at marami pang iba. Hindi lang tungkol sa pera, kundi patungkol sa safety and security ng future natin. At marami pang iba, mga broken hearts, broken lives, mga pamilya na problemado, mga tao na problemado, mga negosyong problemado. How do we keep up nang merong meaning, may kabuluhan ang buhay even in this time of pandemic? That's why itong 12th episode ng ating podcast ay gusto kong i-remind tayo that this podcast has a purpose. And its purpose is for you to have a meaningful life. Kaya nga, again, ulitin ko yung new concept natin this afternoon or this day. Ulitin ko yung new concept natin for this day. Everything has a purpose, including the wounds and the scars sa buhay natin. Okay? Let me define purpose. Ang ibig sabihin ng purpose is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So, ibig sabihin, ang purpose ay yung dahilan kung bakit ang isang bagay ay ginagawa, ang isang bagay ay nilikha, o ang isang bagay ay nangyayari o nandyan sa paligid natin. May layunin ang mga bagay-bagay sa buhay natin, kapatid. And with that, kailangan makita natin paano natin gagamitin ngayon in spite of our woundedness, mga emotional woundedness natin, paano natin gagamitin yung mga woundedness na to na maging, o paano natin magagawa na mga woundedness na ito ay maging peklat na lamang o scars. Okay, social na pag Tagalog, peklat, parang pangit. Pero pag English, scars, wow, social. So, I'd like you to see that. How to use the scars in your life to encourage people, inspire people, and facilitate healing to people. Yan yung tatlong concept o tatlong explanation. Bakit may purpose ang lahat ng bagay, including the wounds and scars in your life? Everything happens for a purpose. That's why the wounds and the scars are there. And the wound being healed are turned into scars so that you can encourage people, inspire people, and facilitate healing to other people. As you can see, kapatid, wounded people wound people. Okay? Pag isang tao ay hindi niya nakita ang purpose ng Diyos at ang bigger picture, bakit nangyayari sa kanya yung mga hindi kanais-nais na mga bagay, he begins to be to retaliate because of the wounds na nangyayari. And sometimes, sarili niya o mga mahal niya sa buhay ang naging casualty if we don't know how to handle those wounds. That's why, here comes God. Yung mga mental issues natin, mga emotional issues natin, at mga social issues natin must be healed with the power of God. That's why yung kakapusan ng psychology and psychiatry, brethren, nandito ang Word of God, nandito ang Diyos. Kailangan mag-partner yung knowledge and skills and the science behind the discovery of this emotional and social and mental issues na kaya lamang itong liwanagan, not just by science, but also by the Word of God. Guess nyo po ako? Again, ulitin ko. We need to encourage people, inspire people, and facilitate healing to other people. Pero paano natin maibibigay ang isang bagay na wala tayo? How can we encourage people? How can we inspire people? How can we facilitate healing to other people? Kung tayo mismo ay discouraged, tayo mismo ay hindi inspired o depressed, kung tayo din mismo ay wala pang healing na natatanggap, you can only give what you have. Amen? That's why, kailangan natin buksan ang ating pakiramdam, ang ating pangunawa on something that God wants us to experience and to share to other people. Brethren, simple lang ang gusto kong maibahagi sa inyo ngayong gabi, ngayong araw na ito. It's that everything has a purpose. And namawalan tayo ng self-pity at makita natin yung sarili natin na there's more to life than just being depressed. There's more to life than just being discouraged. And there's more to life than just having low self-esteem or self-pity. You need to discover your purpose, your calling, your identity, at ginagamit ng kalaban o ginagamit minsan ng madalas na circumstansya ang ating mga woundedness. But today, I have good news for you. If you will listen with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength dito sa sinishare ko sa inyo, then God will do something over your life. Okay? At ang story, yan, ang story na gusto natin sundan ngayon ay yung alam ng marami na story. Yung story between Jesus Christ and Thomas. Okay? May maganda kasi ditong encounter si Thomas. At dito makikita natin, sa encounter na to, makikita natin na si Thomas, okay, papaunahan ko na kayo, si Thomas alam ang mga sugat ni Christ. Listen here, alam ni Thomas ang mga sugat ni Christ. At alam niyang namatay si Christ. But he doesn't believe that Jesus Christ rose again from the grave. At yung wound na yon, yung wound ng pako ng sa paa at sa kamay, even yung mga latay sa katawan, even yung tusok sa tagiliran, are not wounds anymore. Those wounds have become scars na. Okay? I'd like you to follow me in this story para mas maramdaman mo. Let me read in Tagalog yung verses na to, taken from John 20, verses 24 hanggang 28. Let me read. Ngunit si Tomas na tinatawag na kambal, isa sa mga 12, ay hindi nila kasama nang dumating si Jesus. Kaya sinabi sa kanya ng ibang mga alagad, nakita na namin ang Panginoon. Ngunit sinabi niya sa kanila, malibang makita ko ang butas sa mga ng mga pako sa kanyang mga kamay at maisuot ko ang daliri ko sa butas ng mga pako at ang kamay ko sa kanyang tagiliran, hindi ako maniniwala. Pagkalipas ng 8 araw, muling nasa loob ng bahay ang mga alagad at kasama na nila si Tomas. Kahit na nakasara ang pinto, dumating si Jesus at tumayo sa tagiliran nila at sinabi. Tumayo sa gitna nila at sinabi, sumain niyo ang kapayapaan. Pagkatapos, sinabi niya kay Tomas, isuot mo rito ang daliri mo at tingnan mo at tingnan ang aking mga kamay. Iabot mo rito iyong kamay at ipasok mo sa aking tagiliran. Huwag kang mag-alinlangan, sa halip maniwala ka. Sumagot si Tomas, Panginoon ko at Diyos ko. Okay? That story was an encounter between Thomas and Jesus Christ. A week before the encounter, si Thomas was absent. Hindi siya umattend ng gathering nila. Okay? Hello sa mga mahilig umabsent po dyan. Okay? Huwag tayong absent sa ating mga gawain sa Panginoon, kasi bakit? You will miss opportunities in your life, especially the encounter with Jesus. Okay? Now, puntahan natin. Ang sabi dito, nung dumating si Tomas, after na magpakita si Jesus at umalis na at dumating si Tomas, ang sabi ng mga alagad, oy, nakita namin si Jesus Christ. Ang sagot lang ni Tomas, malibang makita ko at maipasok ko sa butas ng mga pako at mga na, sa kanya mga kamay at maisuot ang daliri at iba pa. Ang sabi ni Tomas, hindi ako maniniwala. Now, alam ni Tomas, you see, tingnan niyo yung difference here about between wounds and scars. Alam ni Tomas na wounded si Christ. Alam na alam ni Tomas na wounded si Christ. Nakita niya eh. Nakita niyang binugbog, nakita niyang ipinako, nakita niyang namatay. Now, as a disciple, mga kapatid, for sure, in fairness kay Tomas, naniwala, alam niya ito at feel niya ito. But may kapus eh. Hindi niya alam ang purpose of the woundedness of Christ. At lalong-lalo na, hindi siya naniniwala dahil hindi niya alam na yung mga sugat ni Jesus na yon have turned into scars. Ang tawag ni Thomas in English, if I will not say the mark, yung bakas, yung suga, yung peklat sa kanyang tagiliran. Okay? Hindi pa pala peklat, kundi yung bakas ng pagkakapako, pagkakatusok sa tagiliran. You see? Let's pause for a few seconds. Tingnan niyo po ito, mga kapatid. Other people believe of other people's woundedness and their woundedness. Alam nila na may problema sila at alam nila na mayroong kakulangan sa buhay nila. And they go into the cycle of asking forgiveness, being sorrowful, malungkot, lalulumbay, dahil alam nila may problema eh. Alam nila may sugat eh. Pero ang pagtanggap mo na ikaw ay sugatan, ang pag-amin mo na ikaw ay may problema sa buhay is just one step towards the next miracle na pwedeng gawin ng Diyos. If you stay in your woundedness, you will never experience the miracle of Jesus Christ. You have to go through from being wounded to being healed, from being having wounds to having just scars. Again, katulad na sinabi ko sa part 1 nito, yung figurative meaning ng wounds are the emotional baggage, the emotional sickness, the emotional issues, the mental issues, the mental health problems, and many more. At sa iba, going heavy, ay nandun yung mga tinatawag na mental disorders, social disorders, okay? Personality disorders. Yun yung mga medyo heavy na talaga pag-usapan ng psychiatry and psychology. And God be willing, I pray na lahat pagalingin ni Lord towards doon. Pero bakit hindi lahat ay gumagaling? Aminado naman, tanggap naman, at alam na may problema ang buhay. Pero hindi ba hindi na-heal? Hindi dahil sa hindi nagpipray, hindi dahil sa hindi inaamin. Bakit hindi lumampas from being wounded to being healed? Kasi mga kapatid, the encounter with the wounds and the scars of Jesus is lacking. You cannot heal yourself. You need to be healed by the wounds and the pains that Jesus had suffered. Katulad ng sabi ko last time. Ano bang sabi ko last time? By His wounds, we are healed. Ang sabi na Isaiah 53. So, ibig sabihin, if we're talking about emotional, mental, and social woundedness, you cannot heal yourself with self-help books, with thinking positive, katulad ng madalas kong sinasabi, and being yung pagsusumikap na gagawin ko ang best ko para gumaling ako, gagawin ko yung best ko. You cannot do that. I have bad news for you. You cannot do that, kapatid. You cannot be the person you want to be apart from the healing that God can give you. So what do I mean to say? Listen very closely. Listen very closely, aking kapatid, mga taga-UVCC, mga friends and relatives namin, mga batchmates ko kung may nakikinig dyan, mga kaibigan ko. Listen very carefully. You have to cross from being wounded to being healed. Let's go back to the story. Pagkalipas ng 8 araw, okay, so 8 araw lumipas bago nagpakita uli si Christ sa grupo. Then yung ikawalong araw na yon, exactly mga kapatid, Thomas was there na. So hindi na siya absent. Okay, ulitin ko, sa mga mahilig umabsent dyan sa gawain, lalo na sa online, nako mga kapatid, isip-isip din pag may time. Parang ligo yan, di ba? Ligo-ligo din pag may time, ha? Okay, listen here mga kapatid. Lumitaw si Jesus out of nowhere at ang sinabi agad, ay ito, nasa na yung Thomas na yan na walang kwentang tao na yan na ayaw maniwala? Nasa na yan? Nasa yan? Kaya paluin natin yan. Of course, it was... Those were not the words of Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus were, in Tagalog ay ito, sumainyo ang kapayapaan. Okay? In other words, peace. In other words, ulit, in the words ng Bible, shalom. Shalom. Peace, prosperity, wellness. That's the meaning of the word. Nung nag-speak si Christ ng shalom, mga kapatid, nandun na ngayon yung healing. Available na. Because Jesus was wounded so that we can be healed. And then, verse 27, it says, pagkatapos ay sinabi niya kay Thomas, isuot mo rito ang daliri mo at tingnan ang aking mga kamay. Iabot mo rito ang iyong kamay at ipasok mo sa aking tagiliran. Huwag kang mag-alinlangan, sa halip maniwala ka. Out of the 12 disciples and all the women na nandoon doon, listen here mga kapatid, na sila nagtatago against the authorities na gusto silang ipapatay katulad na kay Christ. Pero nagtatago sila, tago ang kanilang pagtitipon. Okay? Pero hindi sila umaabsent kahit natago. Ngayon, kahit na malaya na, umaabsent pa rin. Okay? That's so sad. So sad. Tingnan mo mga kapatid. Tingnan nyo. Ang pinpoint niya agad of all the people after saying, peace be upon you, shalom, ang hinanap niya agad is si Thomas. Why? Because Thomas was the one who needed most his healing. Yung mga ibang disciples, nakaranas ni, naniwala na, tinanggap na nila si Christ. That's why they were excited. They were filled with joy. Nung sinabi na kay Thomas na, Thomas, nakita na namin. Ay, hindi ako naniniwala. You see, Thomas was the one who has not experienced the healing of God nung panahon na yon. And Jesus was so concerned, Thomas, alika rito, ikaw na lang ang hindi pa na-heal. Ikaw na lamang ang nanatili sa woundedness mo. Nasaktan ka nung sinaktan ako. Halos mamatay ka nung mamatay ako. Pero you're here, Thomas. I do not condemn you. Come here, Thomas. See the scars and not the wounds. Feel the scars, Thomas. Ipasok mo sa tagiliran ko. Totoo ito, Thomas. Sabi na ibang version, I'm not dead, I'm alive. Flesh and bones do not have this. Now, talking about you, kapatid, kung ikaw si Thomas, kung meron kang tipong Thomas sa buhay mo, God will meet you. God will encounter you. Where? In the meeting of the brethren. God cannot meet you outside kung saan ikaw ay nag-iisa. No, the power of God works powerfully in the congregation of the righteous. During times of worship and fellowship and discipleship with other brethren, not when you are alone. Gets nyo? Ang sabi ni Jesus, huwag ka nang mag-alinlangan, Thomas. Sa halip, maniwala ka. Wow, do you feel the love of God in your heart now? Ano lang sagot ni Thomas? Sumagot si Thomas, Panginoon ko at Diyos ko. Sabi ng ibang religion, nagulat ang si Thomas dyan para, ay Diyos ko, naman, wag natin lokohin ang Bible, please. Niloloko na natin sarili natin. Ang sabi ni Thomas, my Lord and my God. What does that mean, mga kapatid? It means that Thomas crossed the line of being wounded through the bridge of faith, and then he received the healing of his scar, the healing of his wounds, and it turned into scars. Ano ang nagdudugtong from woundedness to healing? It's faith. Ano ang naging hadlang para ikaw na sugatan ay hindi makaranas ng kagalingan at lagi may hugot, laging may self-pity, laging low self-esteem, hindi excited sa buhay, lagi nagdududa, lagi nagtatanong, lagi nagtatampo, laging nagsiselos, laging inaiinggit? Those are signs of being wounded, mga kapatid. So what is the bridge that crosses, that makes you cross from being wounded? It's the bridge of faith, ang sabi ni Christ. Huwag ka mag-alinlangan na. Sa halip, maniwala ka na, Thomas. And then the magic word came out. Sumagot si Thomas, my Lord and my God. Here's my observation. Thomas knew about the wounds of Jesus, but he doesn't believe in the scars and its purpose. In fairness kay Thomas, mga kapatid, mahal niya si Jesus. May issue lang sa buhay niya, kaya yung paniniwala niya ay naharang. Gets niyo ako? Sometimes our being woundedness and our ability to love people is hindered by our wounds. Minsan yung mga asawang madalas mag-away at sinasaktan ang bawat isa at walang pagpapakumbaba. Sometimes those are signs na may sugat pa eh. And sometimes legalism is also a sign of being wounded. Alam mo yun? Yung mas mahigpit pa tayo sa Diyos, yan ang legalism. Ang pagiging chismoso ay sign ng pagiging wounded. Gusto niya ilayo ang usapan sa sarili niya. That's why he creates topics outside of himself, of herself, para hindi siya ang pag-usapan, kasi pag siya ang pinag-uusapan, nauungkat ang kanyang pagiging wounded. But if we talk of other people, I feel righteous. Kaya sa mga chismosa dyan, aminin na natin, mayroon tayong woundedness. Pinapansin natin ang muta ng ibang tao, pero yung troso sa mata natin na nakaharang for us to see clearly that's perspective, ay nahaharangan. Pero again, God loves you still. Okay? Pero pagod ka na ba kakachismis? Pagod ka na ba kakahanap ng mali sa ibang tao? Pagod ka na ba nakakaselos at sobrang inggit sa buhay? Pagod ka na ba na maging makasarili? Well, it's time for you to receive God's healing and cross the border of being wounded into being healed. Let me pray this prayer, and I pray that you will be inspired with the scars of Jesus, and that your wounds will not limit your life to become meaningful. At hayaan mong turuan ka ng Diyos at hilumin ng Diyos ang iyong sugat, and because of that, you can inspire other people. Since ito ang ending ng series na ito about wounds and scars, let me pray for you. Okay, let me pray for you. And if hindi mo napakinggan yung unang dalawa, go back and listen from part 1 and part 2 of Wounds and Scars. Let's go into prayer. Payagan mo akong ipag-pray ka. Father, I pray for the person na nakikinig ngayon. Maybe this person is wounded. Mahal mo siya. Mahal mo sila. So Father, I pray right now that in Jesus' name you would, there would be healing. At sa maiksing pagsunod sa prayer na ito, let there be healing on those who are listening to this podcast. Kapatid, follow after me in this prayer of healing. Sabihin mo, Heavenly Father, ako po'y nagpapakumbaba. Meron akong mga sugat sa emosyon, sa puso, sa pagkatao ko. Gusto ko pong gumaling. Pagalingin mo ako ng mga sa pamamagitan ng mga latay, mga sugat na natanggap ni Jesus. Patawarin mo ako sa aking kasalanan, sa lahat ng inggit, sa lahat ng selos, sa lahat ng pagiging makasarili, sa lahat ng chismis, sa lahat ng mga kakulangan ko. At sa oras po ito, dalin mo ako sa pagiging sugatan, papunta sa pagiging magaling na. From being wounded to being healed. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse me of my sin and help me use my scars to inspire other people. Yung sugat ko na pinagaling mo ay maging inspirasyon na ibang mga tao. Salamat sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Kapatid, kung naging totoo sa iyo ang prayer na to, why not message me? Message mo ang Speak to Inspire. May email available. Mayroong mga website at iba pa. Please reach out to us. We'd like to reach out to you more. Sa mga nakakilala sa akin, PM me. And we'll talk. God bless you. Until next time, God bless.